Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carless in OKC.
There are a lot of benefits to going carless, which we talk about extensively, but there can be some risk, especially if you're a woman.
Don't get us wrong. Walking and taking public transit are almost always safe alternatives to driving. But for women, it may not always feel that way. One of the biggest reasons for this is street harassment.
We've all witnessed or experienced street harassment, but you may not think of it as a threat or as an avoidable phenomenon. Sadly, many people just accept street harassment as a part of public life.
It's just kind of accepted in our culture that construction workers will catcall women when they walk by, and even the cartoons we grow up with created anthropomorphized jokes about wolf whistling. It's all treated as a laugh, as something harmless that just happens when women dare to appear in public alone.
Street harassment is any kind of unwanted or unwelcome attention between strangers in public places. It ranges from stares and ogling, to whistles and catcalls, to sexually explicit comments, noises, and gestures, to forced conversations and the invasion of personal space. Street harassment can be violent and dangerous when it takes the form of stalking or sexual assault.
Not only does street harassment make women feel unsafe in public, but that notion is reinforced when people tell victims that they should just ignore it, that they should be flattered, or that they deserve it because of the way they dress.
It's not a compliment, it's not harmless fun, it's not boys being boys. It is called harassment for a reason, and that is because it makes a woman feel like her physical safety is compromised.
When you tell women to stop being so sensitive about it, the message is that when women are in public spaces, they are public property, and they should expect to be treated as such.
The problem with the idea that women deserve to be harassed if they dress in a certain way is that it's simply not true. Clothing makes no difference because street harassers aren't ultimately concerned with what you're wearing. They just feel the need to objectify a woman.
One of the worst things about street harassment is that it's a lose-lose situation for the victim. If she takes the common advice to ignore it, then her silence can be viewed as implicit approval. But if she responds angrily, then the victim is played right into the harasser's ploy to elicit a response.
It doesn't feel good either way. It makes a woman feel powerless. And while a woman may not actually be unsafe or in danger when street harassment happens, the perception of being unsafe can be just as much of a problem. When it prevents women from traveling alone at certain times of day or in certain areas, then perception of danger is as effective a tool of social control as actual danger.
I know that the term tool of social control sounds a little dramatic, but when women are continually given messages that they can only safely inhabit public spaces when accompanied by a man or at certain times or when they're dressed a certain way, they are certainly being controlled.
Furthermore, the burden of avoiding street harassment is usually placed on women rather than urging men to stop harassing. Women are encouraged to travel with groups or cover up, but men generally aren't being told to leave women alone except when their actions cross a legal line.
Unfortunately, that leaves catcalls, suggestive comments, and forced conversations that aren't punished but accepted as normal behavior.
So far, I haven't found the best method of dealing with street harassment, so I would suggest that each woman find what makes her feel the most empowered, whether that is responding with silence or a phrase like, show some respect. For some women, it's enough to feel safer by learning self-defense tactics or being armed with pepper spray. Do whatever you need to do not to feel helpless.
I hope that in the future it won't be a woman's job to avoid street harassment, but men's job to stop doing the street harassment.
But until then, stay safe, stay firm, stay strong, and help raise awareness. Thank you for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.